Hey there, this is DJ Noni, and I'm the host of Finding Your Voice. Join me every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for a treasure trove of life wisdom that will help you navigate and find your way as you discover who you are and what your purpose is. I'll share personal and professional experience, interviews, letters from listeners, and inspiration. What can I do to support and encourage you as you become who you want to be on your journey? Life, baby, we can do this thing. And that'll be on Mondays from 4 to 5 p.m. on radio.dominico.edu.
Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love you. Maybe I can break you down.
And it is 6 o'clock p.m. Thursday night. You know what time it is. It's the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to DJ Sam I Am. I'm all alone again, 2 weeks in a row in the studio. No DJ Nooch, unfortunately. It's just me. But we got a lot of good topics. Hope everyone had a great week. It went fast for me. But today it is actually, the weather is the best it has been in about a couple months. So it is good to see that the weather's good, hot. Hope everyone's out having a good time listening to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. So we have a good show tonight for you guys. First up, since the NFL draft is a week from today, we will get into Matt Maiocco's mock draft that is a writer for Comcast Sportsnet, BayArea.com. I'll give you my opinion on what the Niners should look for and my opinion on the draft order that Maiocco had. Later, I'll get into the two games that the Giants won this past week against the Philadelphia Phillies. They won the series against them last night. Great battle between Matt Cain and Cliff Lee. Went into extra innings, and a walk-off hit for Melky Cabrera ended it for the Giants. So it's good to see them turn around their poor start. We'll get into those games. And we'll also get into their closer problem because now Brian Wilson is out for the season with Tommy John surgery. So I'll get into that. And then finally, at the end of the show, we will hear from a Steph Curry interview. Unfortunately, I can't get Steph Curry in the studio here at Dominican campus, but there was an interview and he talked about multiple things, including his ankle injury and about the Warriors tanking this season. So very interesting stuff. Stay tuned. Don't want to miss it. This is the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to DJ Sam I Am. This one's something special. This one just like dynamite. Out of sight and fell in love with honey life. My, oh my. Honey looking wonderful. Fly, so fly. Honey like a supermodel. My, oh my. Baby, how you do that? Make a grown man cry.
There's so many ways to love ya, baby, I can break it down. There's so many ways to love ya, got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally, you make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my God.
What isn't there? your eyes, they sparkle. That's all changed into lies that drop like acid rain. You washed away the best of me. You don't care. You know you did. I'm shattered, never open, nothing matters when you're broken. That was me whenever I was with you.
What's up, sweeties and spoons? This is your boy, Nikki P. from What's the Tea with Nikki P. on radio.dominican.edu.
And welcome back here to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Sam I Am. Now, before we get into the mock draft for this upcoming week, it is a week from today, the 2012 NFL Draft. Very exciting news. But before we get into that, first, I have a quick announcement. The San Rafael Pacifics, the brand new professional team here in San Rafael, will be hosting a Pacifics job fair on April 28th at San Rafael Community Center. That is 618 B Street in San Rafael. Come on out between 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Pacifics front office members will be on hand to answer questions and take resumes. Don't miss your opportunity to join the Pacifics baseball family for the 2012 season. Do the wave, and we'll see you there. Exciting stuff. So, into the draft. Now, if you didn't hear on SportsCenter earlier today, it is official, and that is 100% official. Adam Schefter did report from ESPN that the Colts will select Andrew Luck with the first pick of the 2012 NFL Draft. So, thus far, the Mayoko mock draft is 100% correct. Andrew Luck with the number one overall pick. Good pick for the Colts. Obviously, he was the best quarterback, most say, in the draft. We will see how that pans out. And with the number two pick, of course, the Washington Redskins traded up to the number two pick. And they most likely will get Robert Griffin III, I mean, they did pay a hefty price for the former for the Heisman winner. So hopefully it's between those two, and those two will determine next season and whether or not which one is a bust or not. So the number three pick is for the Minnesota Vikings. That pick is an interesting pick. You really don't know where they could go, but I think the Minnesota will go with Morris Claiborne. And with Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford, and Jay Cutler in your division, you're going to need some pass defense because those quarterbacks can pick you apart, and you're going to need some pass defense. And Morris Claiborne, he's from LSU. Not a lot of people know of him because of all the hype that the other cornerback from LSU, Mathieu, who had all those ridiculous punt returns and kick returns, he really was the talk. But Morris Claiborne is actually a more round, complete cornerback, and he actually may be a better cornerback in the NFL than Mathieu because of his coverage skills and not just of his explosiveness on the extra team. Now, number four pick with Cleveland. Now, they could go a lot of different ways. They do need a quarterback, but I believe that you have to go with Justin Blackmon for Oklahoma State. I mean, he is obviously the most, I guess, gifted athlete at his position in the draft. I mean, the guy is huge. He's almost like an Anquan Boldin, but looks even more fast. It looks even faster and stronger. So that is a very safe pick for Cleveland because now you have a very big weapon on the outside, something that you desperately need because you know Cleveland, they can't score to save their life. Now the number five pick, Tampa Bay, they will go with Trent Richardson. Mayoko says that. I say that's a good pick. Trent Richardson from Alabama. New coach Greg Schiano didn't like the five fumbles he saw on film from their running back, LeGarrette Blount. So, I mean, with those two as a 1-2 punch, Trent Richardson, I mean, if you didn't see his workouts, I mean, the dude is yoked. He looks huge, chiseled like, I mean, it is ridiculous. So at the number six is St. Louis with the, they actually got that pick from the Redskins for the trade up to the number two pick. They say that Matt Khalil will go there, the USC tackle. I mean, he looks like he is a franchise tackle, and that is huge to protect the backside of Sam Bradford. And it's a bad thing because we don't need someone protecting Sam Bradford. It's not good. As a Niner fan, we need as little help on the offensive side for St. Louis as we can. So number seven is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They might select Michael Floyd to help Blaine Gabbert get some weapons out there. And at number eight, Ryan Tannehill, the number third best quarterback in the draft. He's from Texas A&M. All he really has to do is beat out Matt Moore and David Garrard, and the offense belongs to him. I think he can do it at least by week three, if not during the offseason. So I won't keep dragging on all the picks from the whole round, but some key picks that I saw were number 20, Tennessee, selecting wide receiver Kendall Wright from Baylor. Not a lot of people realize the reason why Baylor's offense clicked. Yeah, it was a part because of Robert Griffin III. He is a great athlete and a great quarterback, but people did not give their wide receiving core enough credit because those guys were very good, and I think that Tennessee will have a steal at the 20 pick with Kendall Wright. Jake Locker will have a great target now, and Tennessee has always been an okay team. They had that one good year with Lendale White and Chris Johnson, but if Chris Johnson can stop worrying about his contract issues and actually start playing football, and the Tennessee Titans can get a running game, they can be dangerous. Watch out. Another pick that I noticed was number 29, the pick right before us, was Stephen Hill, the Georgia Tech wide receiver. Now, this guy can go. The Niners are really looking for about 2 to 3 different players, and it all depends on how the draft board plays in the previous picks. One of these players is this wide receiver, Stephen Hill from Georgia Tech. He's got top 10 height, weight, speed measurables, but the only issue is his limited production in college. And that doesn't go to show that that's not because of his bad play, but Georgia Tech's offense is a very run-oriented offense. They run the kind of triple option offense. And basically all it is running backs and the quarterback running all the time. Very few pass plays. So you really don't have that much tape to look at him. But, I mean, even if he only caught 35 passes, some of them would go for huge, big numbers. And he made himself a valuable asset on that team. And I think he could be a valuable asset. I mean, the dude's 6'4". And his ability to get into and out of the breaks was really rare for a guy his size. If you saw tape with him or saw him play in college, he could be very special. I mean, the problem with him is, though, it's a very big hit and miss. I mean, wide receivers are very tough to pick because of that whole diva thing. I mean, you have Michael Crabtree going through all that, but you don't have enough to look and see how good Stephen Hill can be, because he wasn't put in situations in the college game to produce like he can in the NFL. So if he goes before, if Mayoko's right and he goes before the San Francisco 49ers and goes to Baltimore at 29, another pick that the 49ers will be looking for is Kobe Fleener. Now, he is a tight end from Stanford. And now this is huge to me. If we can try to, now Mayoko has him going up, has him in the middle of the first round before the 30th pick. He has him going to Cleveland with the 22nd pick. But if the 49ers can trade up somehow, or if Kobe Fleener can drop and we can draft Kobe Fleener, I think that our offense would be very, very, very potent. And let me tell you why. Because, I mean, Kobe Fleener went to Stanford. So you have John Harbaugh, and all of his coaching abilities, and he knows Kobe Fleener. He knows his abilities and how to get him the ball. And the good news is Fleener met with 49er coaches, but he didn't participate in any drills. Fleener caught 34 passes for 667 yards and 10 touchdowns last year as a senior. So great numbers. I mean, Andrew Luck was thrown to him. So with the number 30, if they can either trade up or get Kobe Fleener, I feel like him on the other side of Vernon Davis, and then when we get Delanie Walker back, we have a very solid tight end group. And then you add in, we have Randy Moss coming in with Mario Manningham, Michael Crabtree coming in, playing in the voluntary workouts, which is very good news for us. I mean, I think it is a very good thing to see if we can have Kobe Fleener on the other side with Vernon Davis, because Alex Smith will appreciate all those new weapons, and I think our offense would click more. It'll give some break to Frank Gore so he doesn't have to carry the whole offense like he has been doing the past couple years. So I think, in my opinion, Stephen Hill or Kobe Fleener would be the two best picks for the 49ers. If they can get him, I'm not sure. If Stephen Hill and Kobe Fleener both get drafted before the 49ers, I mean, they have a numerous amount of places to go. They do need help at secondary, a young person in the secondary to have some competition with Chris Colliver and our other cornerbacks. I think that would be good, and it would be good for our defensive line, because Justin Smith, Isaac Sopawaga, and Ray Franklin, they all had tremendous amount of playtime. So they accounted for about 80 to 85% of the snaps. And I don't think that they can hold up that much longer, especially Justin Smith, because he is getting older. I mean, the dude's a beast, but he can't be going 85% of the snaps. So it'd be great to have a good rotation of big men in the defensive line if we can get that going. And there is a great guard, Kevin Zeitler, who most likely will still be on the board. He is from Wisconsin. His style is a good fit for the 49ers power running scheme. If you don't know, Wisconsin had Monty Ball last year, and the previous years they had John Clay. So they had some hard nose running backs, and Wisconsin's always known for that tough, rugged running, power running schemes right up the middle, run down your throat. So that's very good for the 49ers. He's a good fit. And as a bonus, he's working a lot this offseason at center, and the 49ers are very thin at the depth chart at center. So that could be huge to add some depth at the offensive line and at the center position. So we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, I will get into, speaking of Randy Moss, we'll get into his whole deal of not coming to the voluntary workouts. Yeah, it's a no big deal to the GMs and coaches for the 49ers, but I have a problem with it. I'll let you know about it when we get back to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to DJ Sam I Am.
To the butterfly lounge, find yourself a big lady. Big boy, come on around and they'll be calling you baby. No need to fantasize, since I was in my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around and curves in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. Of a big lady, big boy, come on around, and what we gonna do, baby? They want to fantasize, since I was in my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around, and curves in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful.
Hey there, are you a fan of Two and a Half Men? No. How about the Big Bang Theory?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state.
Okay, no. So, Star Wars? No. Okay. So, you know what? Forget about it. It doesn't matter. Because we are going to cover everything on TV and movies. This is Camera Roll. Tune in Wednesdays from 4 to 6. Only on radio.dominican.edu.
Like the beast.
Take me as I am. Oh, you can have nothing.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, never understood why discrimination existed amongst us people when all of us want to be taken equal. Not for the color of our skin or the fact that we fit in. Criteria should be based off what's within the heart, mind, and soul, and where we trying to go. Cause if we caught in the past, how we gonna reach our goals? People be so concerned about the cons instead of the pros, that their preconceived notions be blocking out on my flows. They be acting like they know, so they real quick to throw it out to turn a better kid off the numbers in his bank account. I'd appreciate it if you listen and open your mouth. Feel a lot better if you knew what you was talking about. Just a young and grinded, feeling inside that he hasn't got his point across that for numerous times. Telling people he's a normal kid, following with dreams
so
and hopes for one day making it
big.
Looking around at all the people that surround, none of them was with me though months ago, but telling me now the way that I should go about it, the things I should put out. When it's expression to me, you can't tell me how. The ways, the ropes of being a D-I-double-G-Y, the little nigga that's known to be fly, but a lot of the time he just gotta swallow his pride, despite of all the people that's making them feel deprived of a fair shot just because of where he came from. Labeling what I am when you ain't even hear a taste of. None of me stung on me, I ain't even care, say something. I done heard it all, so your two cents won't hurt none. And I know that I'ma keep going with it. And I know the ridicule, I'm rolling with it. Just as long as I'm taking for who I am and where I'm going, cause that's
so
most important to my plan.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
Rose.
I say Roy.
You say God.
Give me a choice.
Say Lord.
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
What I wanna do is bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my
Wayne.
Hot dog. I say, cooler man, I don't want to be the president of America.
Woo!
I say,
smile.
I say,
said cheese.
Johnny, eh?
I said please.
Income tax.
I said Jesus, I don't want to be a candidate for being number one again. Cause all I want to do is
bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride my
Hey Penguins, this is Avery Jaffe, host of Do It Live on Penguin Radio. Give me an hour and I'll give you the heads up for what's happening at Dominican. From campus events to Penguin sports and Edge Hill parties. Start your Thirsty Thursday off right with a shot of controversial news and commentary on the topics that affect you. You deserve the truth on the issues that matter most, and I won't be afraid to speak my mind and unleash some critical opinions. Agree? Disagree?
Welcome back to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. So just another reminder, the San Rafael Pacifics will be hosting a Pacifics Job Fair on April 28th at the San Rafael Community Center. The address is 618 B Street in San Rafael. Come on out between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. Pacifics front office members will be on hand to answer questions and take resumes. Don't miss your opportunity to join the Pacifics baseball family for the 2012 season. All right, so back to the topic at hand. We were talking about veteran wide receiver Randy Moss, now a 49er, but not going to the opening voluntary workouts. Yes, they are voluntary, and a lot of athletes have in their contract, a.k.a. Michael Crabtree, have a kind of, they say, a diva clause, and that's what it's called. And what it is, it basically, they have to attend 95% or 90% of the voluntary workouts during the off season. So that's good. It gets the team together early to stay in shape, to stay together. But Randy Moss is not, he's not attending. He signed a 1-year contract with the Niners in March. Now GM Trent Baalke said this was discussed before Moss and the 49ers agreed to terms that he was not going to be in the voluntary workouts. So that's good that at least there was some communication between the two, because knowing Randy Moss, communication could lead to very, very bad things. Now, the coach Harbaugh had to say, quote, Randy and I talked when he was here and when we signed him about exactly what the offseason was going to look like. We detailed it out. I know exactly when Randy is going to be here. He knows exactly when he's going to be here. He'll be here in 12 days from now. He'll be here on April 30th. We all knew that going in and agreed to it. I suggested it even. He's got family back there in West Virginia and kids to take care of, and I understand that. He can work out there just as easy as he can work out here over these 2 weeks. He'll be here for the football schools and meetings and on the field work, end quote. So basically, only time will tell, because Randy very easily can show up later than April 30th. Knowing him, that is a very high possibility. More than 60 players are taking part in the first 2 weeks of the offseason program, and many of the 49ers frontline players have workout bonuses in their contracts, like I said before. Moss does not have any such clause. His is just a 1-year, $1.75 million deal that also contains a $1.5 million in non-likely-to-be-earned incentives. So I have a problem with Randy Moss not being at the workouts. I say you need as much time as you possibly can with your new team to get acclimated to the new environment, acclimated with your teammates. I mean, even though you're not doing any football-related things, it's still too good to get to know your teammates, be around them, sweat with them, work out with them, you know, get to know them. to know that you're ready and you're committed to this team and this organization to win, because the 49ers were on the cusp of winning a Super Bowl last year, a fumble away. So I think it is a very big deal that Randy Moss is not here. Yeah, he has family back home, but this is your job, and we need you to perform. And I need you, and I need to know that you are 100% committed to the organization and to the team. And right now, I don't see it. So he has a lot to prove in my eyes, and I hope to his team and his teammates think the same thing, because they need to know and need to demand that Randy Moss works hard and needs to realize that nothing is half-assed. Because if it is, then you're not going to do anything, any championship type material. You're not championship type material. So that's my two cents on Randy Moss not being at the workouts. Wish he could be there. He has a lot to prove. Hopefully it was a good move by Jim and Trent. We will see. So that's a quick break. We'll go on a quick break now. When I come back, we'll get into Giants talk, their big games this week, and their big win against the Philadelphia Phillies, their two big wins. Excuse me. So stay tuned. This is Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. Of course, this is DJ Sam I Am.
You thought it was over. Boy, DJ Too Mellow with the building. Just letting you know to check me out on Friday evenings. It's the 9 o'clock lounge. You can catch the exclusive mixes by your boy, DJ Too Mellow, plus other guests. Only on radio.dominican.edu.
Well, this is how it starts. Two lovers in the dark, on the run from the one that they call, share sparks. Six guns by the side and bullets round their waist. Two shots to the sky, signal sign for the chase. The safe was nearly empty and they were nearly free, but was seen by the good eye of the mean Billy Green. And he screamed at the top of his lungs, they're on the run. It's the two outsiders, grab your horses and your guns. I said I wish that we could stay here, but I fear our time has come. We could ride out in the darkness, chasing the rising sun. We gotta pack our bags this instant. We're heading southbound to the next town. And if we arrive there so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down.
Well, it's the story of the two. Always on the move, they got nothing left to lose except their guns and their wounds. Now they're crossing border, sheriff's posse on their tail. They'd rather die together than be stuck up in a cell. They drank up all the whiskey and they partied every night, like it could be the last. The bounty said to shoot on sight. So they chased the endless summer, knew it came with the bright. They wouldn't stop running till they found a paradise. But the sheriff finally found them with the sight seeing red. So the lovers had to shoot them down and fill them full of lead. They were finally free to find a place to lay their head. And when they finally did, he looked at her and he said,
I said I think that we can stay here, cause I feel our time has come. And we can walk down to the ocean and sit with the rising sun. So unpack your bags this instant, no more running from town to town. And now that we've arrived so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Lay me down.
Afternoon, and we got got nothing left to do, so I have to turn off or take your shirt off. And we should go hit the cantina, we got work off. I said it's hot outside, let me go swimming in your eyes. We've been running for a while, want you lay down, make me smile. I could never ask for nothing better than this. It's just tequila and the beach, it's white salty when we kiss.
I said I think that we can stay here, cause I feel our time has come. And we can walk down to the ocean and sit with the rising sun. So unpack your bags this instant, no more running from town to town. And now that we've arrived so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down. No.
Yeah, never understood why discrimination existed amongst us people, when all of us wanna be taken equal. Not for the color of our skin or the fact that we fit in. Criteria should be based on what's within the heart, mind, and soul, and where we tryna go. Cause if we caught in the past, how we gonna reach our goals? People be so concerned about the cons instead of the pros, that their preconceived notions be blocking out on my flows. They be acting like they know, so they real quick to throw it out, determined by the kid off the numbers in his bank account. I'd appreciate it if you listening. Open your mouth, feel a lot better if you knew what you was talking about. Just a young and grinded, feeling inside that he hasn't got his point across, that been numerous times that telling people he's a normal kid, following dreams
so
and hopes for one day making it
big.
Around it, all the people that surround, none of them was with me though months ago, but telling me now the way that I should go about it, the things I should put out. When it's expression to me, you can't tell me how. The ways, the ropes of being a D-I-double-G-Y, the little nigga that's known to be fly, but a lot of the time he just gotta swallow his pride, despite of all the people that's making them feel deprived of a fair shot just because of where he came from. Labeling what I am when you ain't even hear a taste of none of me, stunned on me, I ain't even care, say some. I done heard it all, so your two cents won't hurt none. And I know that I'ma keep going with it. And I know the ridicule, I'm rolling with it. Just as long as I'm taking for who I am and where I'm going, cause that's
so
most important to my plan.
And welcome back to the Power Hour here at radio.dominican.edu. Again, this is DJ Sim. I am. So, right before we left off, just got done talking about the 49ers, and now we are in to the Giants. Now, the Giants just had a three-game series against the Philadelphia Phillies, and they ended up winning two out of the three. So that's a very big win for two big wins for the Giants. Now, like I said before earlier in the show, at the very beginning, Brian Wilson is out for the season. He has to undergo Tommy John surgery on his elbow. So that leaves a huge gap in the Giants bullpen at that closer position. Now, initially, manager Bruce Bochy, he said that he wanted a quote-unquote closer by committee. So, meaning he's going to have maybe 3 to 4 people. And those three to four people would be Santiago Casilla, Sergio Romo. You have Javier Lopez. Those three really can kind of rotate the closer position. And whoever gets hot really can be in that position. But he did say that Santiago Casilla will get the lion's share of the save opportunities, like he did Tuesday night. And I, in fact, was at the game Tuesday night. It was a great game. There was a lot of people. I mean, it was a lot of fun. And he actually closed that game. It was a 4-2 win. He converted, including Tuesday night's save, he is 13 of 19 in his career for save opportunities. So he really doesn't have that much experience. But Santiago Casilla has some nasty stuff. Last year, he had, I think, 76 innings pitched with 76 strikeouts. So his strikeout per inning ratio is very, very high. Another person, like I said, Sergio Romo, who has that really electric slider. I mean, the guy can do so many different variations with the pitch. I mean, just different angles with his arm. He can drop the elbow a little bit and make the slider kind of run on a right-handed hitter. He can raise the elbow to have it more of a looping slider. He can just change it up so much that the hitters don't really know how to hit the pitch. And then he comes fast with a fastball that looks a lot faster after seeing two or three straight sliders that look like they're going to hit you right in the kneecap and then go right into the outside corner of the plate for strike three. So that is a very good sign that Santiago Casilla did very well on Tuesday night. He did very quick work of the Philadelphia Phillies. Not very many pitches, so it was very good to see how efficient he was. I mean, he only needed 10 pitches to retire 4 batters. So it's very good to see, with the absence of Brian Wilson, our bullpen stepping up. Now, as regards to the most recent game, it was an absolute pitching gem. If anyone likes defensive battles or pitching duels, this was, at the top, one of the greatest. Cliff Lee and Matt Cain went at it last night. It was very fun to watch. Melky Cabrera had the walk-off hit. He was deep in an 0-for-12 funk before tripling on Tuesday night, and then he followed that up with a 3-hit night against the Phillies last night. 2 off Cliff Lee, who was sensational. He couldn't get anyone else out, but he couldn't get Melky Cabrera out, and it was good to see him actually starting to hit now and producing RBIs and runs. The Giants used 21 players in the extra inning game, and none more important than Brandon Belt, who started off the rally with a single in the 11th inning, and it was off of Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Antonio Bastardo. So it was very good to see that. The Giants bullpen combined for 8 scoreless innings against the Phillies in the series. Matt Cain has allowed only 1 earned run in his last 24 innings against the Phillies. And Phillies center fielder Shane Victorino's 10-game hitting streak ended with an 0-for-4 game. So it's good to see Shane Victorino end his little hitting streak. We always love to see Shane Victorino in pain because of his stealing of the All-Star positioning a couple years ago, when he stole the All-Star position from Pablo Sandoval. Now, someone mentioned the Juan Marichal staring down Sandy Koufax back in the day, and that really was what it was like. The lefty, Cliff Lee, going up against the righty, Matt Cain. I mean, both of them just went at it. I mean, Matt Cain went 9 innings. He surrendered only 2 hits while striking out 4 and only walking 1. He threw 91 pitches, 64 of them for strikes, and he retired the last 13 consecutive Phillies hitters he faced. And the Phillies lineup is that's a tough task. Phillies lineup is stacked, almost like an American League lineup. So that is a very impressive stat, 13 straight. Combined with his one-hit shutout of Pittsburgh last Friday, it also marked the first time in Kane's career he threw back-to-back shutouts of at least 8 innings. Now, what about that other dude, Lee? Well, all he did was throw 10 scoreless innings while striking out 7 and giving up 7 hits in 102 pitches, and he threw 81 strikes. He also had a streak of 12 straight retired Giants batters. So both of them just went on hot streaks. It really has been the dominant years, the past couple years, of pitchers. I mean, pitchers have thrown so many no-hitters, perfect games, one-hitters, complete game shutouts, been throwing 10-inning games, 11-inning games. It's really fun to watch that now the defense aspect of the game and the pitching aspect of the game has really shown out after the steroid era and all that Barry Bonds stuff. Before Lee, the last big league pitcher to throw 10 scoreless innings in a game was Mark Mulder in 2005 for St. Louis. The last Phillies pitcher to do it was Steve Carlton in 1981. And the last opposing pitcher to blank the Giants for 10 innings was Hall of Famer Joe Niekro and his fluttering knuckleball in 1983. So it really was a great game, great series. Any series with the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Francisco Giants is going to be a great one. Interesting fact, despite going 11 innings, the game lasted but only 2 hours and 27 minutes. 8 innings were completed in only 95 minutes. Lee didn't even toss his 100th pitch of the night until there was 2 strikes on Nate Sheerholtz in the 10th inning. That is ridiculous. More of an old-school feel was offered by the National League rules in place. The pitchers had to hit against each other, and since there was no designated hitter in the National League, it's a great to see these pitchers duel it out. I love seeing it. It's great to see Matt Cain after getting his moolah in that great, big, huge contract, long-term deal that the Giants signed to him. It's good to see him produce, because I was scared that he was just going to get a little too relaxed and say, oh yeah, I got the money now, so might as well just bail. Now, before we go, quick little news. Point guard Stephen Curry was asked about his ankle injury, and he said this, quote, "I had the intention of rehabbing fully to get back to 100% pain-free and getting some rehab practice time, allowing myself to test it out. Not in games like I've been doing where I just kind of jump back out there. Just kind of ran out of time, and knowing we only have 1 week left, I wouldn't be ready to go by the time the season was over with," end quote. Curry acknowledged that the hope on his part was to come back, play a few games, gain some confidence toward the end of the year, into next season. But in all honesty, with ankle injuries, and I've had a lot of ankle injuries, you just need time to relax, get 100, not even to 100%. You need to rest extra time to get to that extra 120, 130% to really have strength in that ankle again. Because once you roll it, and Curry has rolled it a numerous amount of times, so you know those ligaments are so weak and so long and stretched out that you need time to strengthen those ligaments and get them better. While Curry has been on the sidelines, you know he's had a very... I mean, you know he's seen on ESPN the Warriors tank in the season, and he's heard the Warriors tank the season. But he really doesn't consider it a wasted season from his personal standpoint. He had this to say, quote, "I've learned a lot of things off the court. I mean, dealing with the trades we've had and new guys and trying to build from scratch again. This has been kind of interesting season off the court, especially trying to become a better leader and going through these ups and downs. And not being able to play, you kind of see the game differently. When you're watching on TV, when the team's on the road, or even at home when you're watching these guys play, you're picking up things that you don't see when you're on the court night in and night out. I think I've gotten better just being able to read things on the court from being out so long," end quote. So Curry handles it perfectly well. I mean, you have to take the positives out of a year that has really been wasted. Regardless of what Curry says, it is a wasted season, and rightly so. You need to see if you can try to get that draft pick. I want to see if they can get the draft pick, because that's exciting. If we can get a high-quality young player on the team with the team that's coming back next year with Andrew Bogut and David Lee and Klay Thompson with a year under his belt and hopefully Steph Curry healthy, that team can be dangerous. And I say a playoff team. Yeah, I said it, a playoff team. And it is true. I mean, being out off the court and not having to really focus on being prepared for games and getting mentally prepared, you see different things and you notice different things on and off the court. You notice the different tendencies that the organization does personnel-wise, staff-wise. I'm sure Curry learned so much just kind of understanding how the big boy business works. And I think that's what he was trying to go for. The kid's a class act. I hope he can recover from these ankle injuries, because, I mean, if he has one or two more, I'm saying his career's done. I mean, ankle injuries are so hard. They're just nagging. And in the sport like today, the NBA, I mean, with all those big bodies in the paint, I mean, Steph Curry is only bound to get caught up with one of those tree branches in the middle of the paint. He's bound to roll an ankle. Bound to. Well, this is the end of the Power Hour here at Radio.Dominican.edu. I hope you guys had just as much fun as I did. Hope you enjoy your coming up weekend. I know I will. Hopefully, I've heard the weather here in San Rafael is supposed to be this beautiful all weekend. So let's hope for that. Hopefully it's good. Everyone have a great weekend. And like I said again, this is the Power Hour here at Radio.Dominican.edu. This is DJ Sam I Am. Good night.
To rock stars, Napoleon is in high heels. Josephine, be careful, our small man.